Hey, you know what's some seriously fun shit to do? I'll tell you what's fun to do. Going on the internet and downloading videos of retarded skater punks and drunk college kids cracking their nuts open on the sidewalk and getting hit in the nose with cars and shit. That, to me, that is some serious fucking entertainment. If there's one benefit of having a world full of fuckball idiots splattering their own brains all over the streets, it's that it's just a mouse click away, you know?
Hey, let's see if I can pull this incendiary grenade pin with my balls.
Yeah, you go right ahead and make sure the camera is rolling, because I want to watch your ass burn. I've got broadband. I'll be watching your nuts cook before they have your stupid ass buried. Well, this shit really improves my day, you know? I could be having a bad day. I'm surrounded by morons. My car gets towed. Jesus blows up and gets slimy Christ pieces all over my brand new shoes. Hey, some idiot just cooked his nuts. Fucking whee! That shit really makes me happy, you know? So I'm downloading videos. Here's a video of a skater knocking his teeth out on the side of a bus. I blow a huge wad all over myself. Suicide monkey jumps off a building and lands in a pile of Hare Krishnas. I blow a huge fucking wad. Some Asperger gets hit by 12 cars trying to, you know, bugger a squirrel in the middle of the highway. I blow a huge fucking wad. And I'm watching the videos and I'm shooting more wads than the NYPD has shot unarmed black people. And suddenly now I'm watching a video of American soldiers in Iraq. And they're standing around and shooting a dog and a fucking dog. They're not shooting a terrorist. It's not some Al-Qaeda guy, not Osama bin Laden, a fucking dog. Because I guess the dog was trying to hijack a fucking plane or something.
Hey, forget all the towel heads with rocket launchers and AK-47s and trying to blow up little towel head kids at the market. Fido here is a tactical fucking priority.
And my dick says, hey, should I blow another wad? And I said, only if it's enough to drown these assholes. Okay, if I can walk up and yell, suck sperm tsunami, fuck brains, and recreate the Thailand disaster with my own jism death wave, then yeah, we can blow a wad for this. Because it's one thing for us to wallow in our own dumb shit stupidity, but animals had nothing to do with it. They're not the ones selling our kids drugs or telling us their god has a more attractive ass or slapping around your sister at the Motel 6 because she gave some teeth during their knob job, okay? They're innocent. They're innocent bystanders who just happen to wander into the stank-ass neighborhood where we're having our bullshit little gang wars.
Hey, I think I'll go over to the stream and get a drink of
whoa! There's suddenly a bullet in my ass! Why, God? Why? Okay, they don't belong in this shit. Humans may be destructive, self-devouring idiots, but the very least we can do is not make the other species on the planet suffer for it. I mean, there was no dynamite strapped to this dog. It wasn't attacking them or sick or trying to set Georgie's fucking oil wells on fire. They were making a game out of it. They were seeing how many times they could shoot it without killing it. Even the email that was sent with the video said,
we are shoot doggies when we get bored. OMFG funny.
Only in America would they send a guy out with a military assault rifle and he doesn't know how to spell. The guy has been given the legal freedom to decide what lives and what dies, and he doesn't even know how to indent a fucking paragraph. And hey, you want to get really pissed off? You really want to be pissed off? Guess who paid for his bullets, okay? Guess. We did! That chunk of money that's missing out of every check you got busting your ass as you were having your soul sucked out at a dead-end grocery store job bought bullets for these sick fuckheads to stand around getting off on shooting up a dog. They got paid wages for the time it took them to do it, and we paid for that too. Well, pay attention, folks, because these are our heroes, okay? These are our fucking heroes. These are the people that we've pointed to and decided to revere and honor and give fucking medals to, okay? These are the people we've decided are the best humanity has to offer. These are the people we've pointed our kids to and told them to be more like. Don't be like Ratchet and Clank or Neo because they're too violent. Be more like police officers and soldiers. And these idiots are sitting around scratching their heads and trying to figure out why our kids are getting more violent like it's some huge goddamn enigma. They're bitching about Gordon Freeman and Daffy Duck trying to get them banned like they were gay people at a wedding chapel. Wake up, call morons. Kids aren't going into their schools and trying to whack out their homeroom classes with oversized cartoon mallets, okay? They're not sending their teachers to the hospital with the sonic spin attack, and they're not dropping fucking pianos on their principals. No, they're going in with military fatigues, AK-47s, explosives, and walkie-talkies. The last kid who shot up a school in Michigan drove up in a stolen police car wearing a stolen police vest and fucked up a dozen people with a stolen police service revolver. Fuck your cartoons. They didn't get this from watching cartoons. They got it from watching the evening fucking news. Watching the people you told them were their heroes running around and shooting people in real life. Kids aren't as fucking stupid as you try to make them out to be, okay? And they know the difference between reality and fantasy. And you're the ones who are taking away their fantasy and telling them to replace it with reality.
So, hey, you want somebody to blame? You gotta have somebody to blame. You have to have someone to blame for the violence?
Well, I suggest you look in the fucking mirror. This is to your hippie ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.